distraction at a Chick-fil-A, a Christian location. I mean, you got to make this make sense. It's flabbergasting me. I'm almost speechless because I don't understand how we don't use common sense. And then I don't understand why this son is taking this beautiful moment. They was motivated. My sons were so hype after that. They was acting good for a couple weeks. They was doing well. They wanted to get into extra shit. This is when they started wanting to get into acting. So I put Robert and Nicholas into all types of things with Disney. We was working with this lady out in, Alpharetta? It was the North Side. And Jody something. She does the Disney and Nickelodeon kids. We had them out here doing all of that because that's what they said they wanted to do. I spent my money. I spent my time. I paid like $500 each for their packages just to get them motivated so they could be focused on something else. How did two men, Cleo and Bow Wow, end up being put under the bus when all they did was try to help? I had just left my husband. My husband literally had just left Atlanta and went back. So I don't know at what point, at what point was I setting all this up and my husband had just left? So this was two boys that wanted to help and they're getting put under the bus 20 years later because somebody's having a bad day or a bad week or you're going through something with the women in your life because you don't know how to act. It's crazy. It's almost unbelievable. The story about T.I., let's get to that. What? First of all, A-King, I don't want no static from you, young man. You a hell of a little boy, and you don't like nobody saying shit about your family, so I'm gonna let you know right now, this ain't coming from me. Ain't nobody told this man, and I know for a good enough fucking fact, he knows that none of this happened. Ain't no way in hell your daddy had me come out to parade my kids around to prove that I was the age that I was so that I could be deemed whatever the fuck this boy say I'm being deemed. Make this make sense. So, King, please don't come for us. I've seen you in action, sir. Please, I promise you my son is mentally ill. He doesn't take the time to do what he needs to do. And so he puts his pain out into the world. So he put your mama and daddy under the bus for no fucking reason. Your mama and daddy never did that. They never said nothing about parading me around. I need to see your kids. You don't probably even remember us. My kids have been to your birthdays, several of them. We went to the boxing ring. We was at the roller rink. We was at the arcades. We've been everywhere. My kids was there. We would stay for a couple hours and bounce. The only thing I didn't let my kids do was play with any of y'all alone because I didn't know who everybody was. So I always made sure my kids stayed within my viewpoint where I could see them. And then we promptly left because I didn't want to stay around too much celebrity stuff when cameras came out and a bunch of people came and all this stuff. I ain't want my kids and me caught up in that. So we would bounce. And your dad, you know, invited us to everything with no problem. There was no stipulations. There was no rules of, oh, we need to see who your kids are and all this shit. No, that never happened. I don't understand why this boy took the relationships that I had with some of these celebrities and just decided to put y'all under the bus or your parents under the bus. This is crazy to me. I don't even know, King, why he brought your name up. Because like I said, I don't think you remember us. I don't think you do. So I've known you since you was the little boy telling women to come sit on your pamper. I've known you that long. So please don't come for us, King. At least me, because I ain't do it. I ain't told them lies on your parents. I ain't got no beef with your mama and your daddy, period. I don't know what the fuck. So what was the next lie that he told? Something about Zoe and a couple other people. These are people I never was even romantically connected to. I knew Zoe through work. Once again, I don't understand why Zoe was brought up. Zoe was a good ass dude. Zoe went out his way because he's a father and he had a lot going on at the time. He has a lot of kids. And so he's a father first. And he went out his way to get me and my kids in this celebrity Olympic swim meet that we actually won. We did a good job. We killed it on that shit. And where does Zoe come into this conversation? I don't fucking know. I just don't understand. I really don't. And I have witnesses to so much. I have so many receipts that I just don't understand how people just go with the flow with what my son is saying. But he just says it and it's just true. I got people right now want to make videos against my son. I've told them not to. Because I know it's just going to fuel his fire and he's just going to put more people under the bus with lies and y'all just going to believe it. And I don't want this to continue. This has to stop. This is crazy shit right here. Let's get into some more of these lies. So my children were apparently not taken care of as children. I think my son mentioned something about hand-me-downs, polo, and something else. Let me put this very clear to y'all. I had three kids that I took care of very well. Any person would tell you that my children wore designer clothes. I didn't fuck around. I spoiled them rotten. I overcompensated for everything because I come from nothing. So I felt I had to give them everything. I didn't even love myself. I didn't even love myself until recently. My children were the only thing on this planet I've ever been in love with. And I did everything I possibly could to my best of my ability. And it just wasn't good enough. But they did not live the way that they are saying 24 hours, 7 days a week, every day, all day, every year. No. These niggas was in big houses, living in gated communities, cul-de-sacs, subdivisions. Like, what are we talking about here? These are cul-de-sac kids. These are suburban kids. So I just don't know how we got here to the abuse and all these things. I was not a perfect parent. I wasn't even a good parent. I don't even believe a parent can be a good parent because you're going to make mistakes. But I never did anything intentional to my children. Yes, I know for a fact that there was three ass whoopings that got out of hand. Never did anybody break a finger, a body, a bone or nothing. That is cap. This nigga is straight up lying to y'all. That's so much cap is crazy. I'm such an abuser. Do you know how small I am? Never mind. I'm getting off track. So what my son has done is taken like 24 years of moments of where we had a little bit of money or we had to struggle, and he's made it into like sounding like this is his whole life. This is not true. My children ate at 4- and 5-star restaurants every other day for 15 years of their lives. My children wore designer clothes from Bloomingdale's, Macy's, Neiman Marcus, even Saks Fifth, Children's Place, Justice, Foot Locker, Nike. We went to GameStop every week if they were behaving and they got good grades every week. We always got Pokemon, the spinners and the cards and all that stuff, Yu-Gi-Oh. That shit ain't cheap. Every week we took them to the tournaments and to the little meets to meet and play against other card players every week. We did this shit for years. We lived in very large homes, always over 2,000 square feet. Very large homes for the most part, even in Michigan. So to go from all of that to all my mom had me in was hand-me-downs and polo. Y'all didn't hear that? Y'all didn't catch that? That don't sound like an entitled child to y'all. Oh, I could have got Louis Vuitton. What do you mean? So this was my system for the kids. And y'all tell me if this is abuse. I bought all of their clothes new. Once they got too big for their clothes and their clothes got small, I sold their clothes to either a secondhand store or to people that I knew, or I gave their clothes away, and whatever money I got out of the clothes, I used and I put it back into the kids. That money then went into new clothes. I love the thrift shop. So they had a lot of thrift clothes. So yes, they did get hand-me-downs, which I didn't mind. That who gives a fuck? I shop at Goodwill, who cares? I'm a thrifter. But I went and got designer thrift. So it's not like they were in like Target or Walmart. I didn't even allow my kids to wear that shit. That's what their daddy put them in. I didn't do that. I put my kids in designer clothes. So when they used the thrift clothes, those were play clothes. So when they play outside, they can mess them up. You know, nobody cared about these clothes. These clothes could get dirty. I always separated the clothes because the clothes were so expensive. And it's three kids. Every year for school, I spent $5,000 each on each child. Every single year. I have proof of all of this. On top of this so-called neglect, my friends who are men would see as my children were growing, like, oh, wait, she has a son who's growing really fast. He's growing so fast, I couldn't keep up. His feet like grew to a size 12 overnight, it seemed like. I see a homeboy that has some clothes and he says, hey, do you think your son would like these? These clothes weren't just Ralph Lauren and Polo and all that. This was a lot of different name brand stuff. that was in there. And it was a lot of nice shoes in there and different things that my son could wear.